It's Friday. I'm not as good at that as Chris Towers is, but he's not here today. So I'm Heath Cummings. Mike McClure, you are the only one of the three members of the Daily Fantasy Live podcast that was not here until 1 in the morning yesterday.
Correct.
So I would expect you to bring the thunder for this show.
Don't I always?
Well, you do. I mean, I wasn't trying to insinuate that you don't, but maybe just a little bit more thunder, because I'm going to be, I don't know what it is. I mean, I stay up late sometimes, especially if I'm having a good night of DFS and I've got some action in the late game. I'll stay up and watch the late games. But staying up late to do an NBA draft show and then driving home apparently has a bigger effect on me.
Yeah. I mean, sweating DFS at your house on the couch, it's a lot different.
Right. And I'm usually drinking when that's happening. So I guess maybe that's the problem, is I just didn't drink enough last night.
It's always a possibility.
I think that's a problem, if that's a problem. So it's an interesting Friday slate. Full 15-game slate. We've got a game game at Coors. We've got the Red Sox against Nick Martinez. And we have several aces pitching. Now, I wrote in the article today that there's only one pitcher over $11,000, and that's Max Scherzer. On a normal day, I think Max Scherzer against the Brewers, Scherzer strikes out about 32% of the batters he faces. The Brewers strike out about 26% of the time against right-handed pitchers. He's a pretty no-brainer top play on a normal day.
Yes.
Would you agree with that?
Absolutely.
Do you think he's the top pitching play today?
It's really tough to decide. It's really close to him still being the top play.
Right.
It really just kind of depends on the lineups that the teams put out there.
Right.
Just kind of depend. Really, for me, it depends on how Arizona lines up tonight.
Yeah.
Which guys are going to be in their lineup. If they have the guys that are 29 to 3,000, it's a lot easier to use Max everywhere. So.
Right. We'll get to Arizona and Coors in just a few minutes. The one thing, I miss Chris. I like it better when he hosts this show. He obviously brings a lot. But I like the fact that there's only one pronunciation of Coors when he's not here.
Yeah.
So that's a positive. Now, there's three pitchers, $10,000 and above. I'm not going to ask you to rank them. I actually put Scherzer second in the column as my second favorite pitcher. One of these three pitchers was my favorite. I want to see if the your favorite of these three is the same as my favorite.
Okay.
So who do you like the best out of David Price against the Rangers? There's no way you like Price. Steven Matz against the Braves or Danny Salazar against the Tigers?
It's got to be Steven Matz against the Braves for me, but I do like Salazar tonight, and I'm usually not a big Salazar guy.
Right.
But I do like Salazar tonight also, but I think it's Matz just by an edge.
Yeah, Matz has been spectacular against the Braves so far this year. I don't look at player versus team very much, but when a guy's already pitched against this offense three times, and the one concern with the Braves offense for me is that they don't strike out enough to provide a lot of upside.
Yeah.
And they've struck out 23 times in 20 innings against Mets. I don't think we have to worry too much about his strikeout potential. His win potential with Aaron Blair as the opposing pitcher is excellent.
Yeah, there's one thing that bothers me, and that is the reported elbow soreness after the last start.
Yeah.
And the thing that stands out to me in this game, the line, they're minus 170. It's up to 173 now. I would expect the Mets in this spot, even though they are on the road, with Matz versus Blair, I would expect that line to be minus 250.
Okay.
Matz says he's fine. He had a bullpen session 2 days ago. So I'm kind of going to monitor that line and how it moves throughout the day, because like I said, I'm maybe not even 250, but I want to see that at least get to 200, because that's where I would expect it to be. Okay. Like I said, even though they're on the road, Matz should be minus 200 or more against Blair, in my opinion.
Now, there is one pitcher on the slate that's minus 200. It's Masahiro Tanaka.
I think there's two then. There's another guy that's used to be a very good pitcher.
Okay.
His name's Jake Peavy. He's a minus 209 favorite tonight.
Oh, there are two. Now, you missed my Tanaka joke.
I did. I was just so concerned that you didn't know about Peavy being minus 210.
I didn't have my filter set correctly, and Jake Peavy sucks.
Oh, yeah, most people don't have their filters to show Jake Peavy.
Yeah, like I have something worked into my spreadsheets to where Jake Peavy never shows up. Let's just talk about Jake Peavy, because I do think against the Phillies as a minus that big a favorite, with the Phillies to implied to score the fewest amount of runs, Peavy's going to be a popular play, right? With Coors?
He could be in tournaments. I don't think he will be in cash.
Oh, no,
still,
I wouldn't. Maybe on DraftKings in cash, maybe?
DraftKings, I could see it in cash where you get two pitchers.
Right. The difference in price is $2,400 between Tanaka and Peavy. Who do you like better tonight?
I guess Peavy.
And I guess I'll explain the joke in case there's some people that haven't got it. We're not calling Masahiro Tanaka anymore because he doesn't have any Ks. Right?
Right. Okay. That's why I think I prefer Peavy at this point. If Tanaka was striking people out again, then it's definitely Tanaka.
Yeah. I don't even know which offense I like better. Both pitchers. Peavy is obviously in a much better park.
Yes.
Both pitchers have good matchups. Tanaka is a much better pitcher. But I'm probably not going to play either one on FanDuel.
No, I mean, I'll play Jake Peavy in one tournament on FanDuel.
Okay.
I'm not playing any Tanaka.
One guy that's pretty high up on my list that I'm not as excited about is Kyle Hendricks.
I like Kyle Hendricks.
The Marlins are pretty good offensively.
They are. I think they're much better against lefties than they are against righties.
I think that's fair.
The thing that I'm most concerned with is just the win probability because of the Cubs' offense being the lineup being watered down a little bit, especially if Rizzo sits again tonight.
Okay, now let's take PV out of the equation. Yep. Let's take the $10,000 pitchers and Tanaka out of the equation, and Hendricks. Who's your favorite pitcher left on the slate? Whew. Is there any?
I mean, there's a few guys that I think could be good. Aaron Sanchez, I think he could be good. The only reason I say that is because I think the win probability is still high against Rodon.
Rodon's been good lately.
He has, but I think the Blue Jays are alive again.
Okay.
And, well, they were alive, and then Tulowitzki came back.
Right.
But
I really like, as far as a cheap pitcher to get the full core stack in, I really like Cody Reed. The Padres, it's obviously tournament only, but the only way you're playing a full core stack is tournament only. And the Padres are all or nothing against lefties this year. They've got a pretty high WOBA.
Yep.
They also strike out a ton against lefties. Cody Reed, I said earlier in the year, he was their best pitcher in spring training. I didn't see anything in that first start that tells me he can't still be their best pitcher. He struck out a lot of guys, gave up two home runs.
Yep.
It's not as the Padres' offense does get a nice park shift bump.
Mm-hmm.
Colin Ray is terrible.
I wouldn't say Colin Ray is terrible.
You don't think Colin Ray is terrible?
I don't think he's that bad.
Okay.
I mean, I think he's a little worse than league average, but I don't think he's that bad.
Do you like the Padres in this game?
I do. I like the Padres in this game.
That's the indication that I was getting from you. So we're going to have some disagreements on that, because I like Cody Reed. Moving on to stacks, I won't give my first favorite stack. I'm going to let you have the favorite stack outside of Coors, but the Reds were my third favorite stack of the day.
Nice.
Not counting Coors. Now, the thing I like about the Reds is the one thing Colin Ray has been really bad at is pitching with runners on base. And this goes over multiple years. I think we can say he's not as good a pitcher out of the stretch.
Yeah.
And I think that's something that's very beneficial if you're trying to stack four in a row in a lineup. Because if they get a rally going, you've got a good chance. The Jay Bruce, Joey Votto, Adam Duvall trio could be really big tonight at home.
Yeah, that's one thing I will say. If you like the Reds, it is going to come all in one inning, most likely.
Right. Yeah. And I think you could put Phillips in front of that. Yep. You could also put Billy Hamilton's only $2,500.
Yep.
If he gets on base, he's going to steal a base.
Oh, definitely. Hamilton will steal tonight if he gets on.
So who is your favorite stack not in Coors?
Not in Coors. Well, obviously I'm going to be stacking both sides of the Coors game heavily tonight.
Right.
But
you can't do Baltimore. That to Scherzer, though.
No.
Okay, Baltimore.
Baltimore, yeah. They haven't been great against left-handed pitching, but I don't like Matt Moore on the road at Baltimore.
You are going to like the BVP lineup.
Okay.
I'll just give you a little preview of that, because Baltimore has, which you already knew that, obviously.
I mean, obviously.
Every time we do the stacks and the pitchers, you say something that indicates to us you've already looked at the BVP data.
I'm just trolling you with BVP data in my top stack every day.
I understand. I will go ahead and take the easy way out and say I like the Red Sox the most.
Yeah, they're good.
Nick Martinez has been my favorite pitcher to stack against for 2 years now. Now, the bad part is he gets sent down to the minors every couple months, so yeah. You have to forget about him for a while. But he has only thrown 7 innings this year. He's been pretty awful in those 7 innings. He still hasn't given up a dong. That will change tonight. Somebody's taking Nick Martinez to Dongtown.
Will your dong chaser be a Red Sox?
My dong chaser will be a Red Sox.
Wow. Awesome.
So you can look forward to that as well. Okay, so we've got the Red Sox. I like the Reds. You like the Orioles. Who is your... Would you rather stack Rockies or Diamondbacks tonight?
Diamondbacks.
Yes, I think so. I don't understand how Tyler Anderson has been good in his first two starts. And one of those was at Coors.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think he's a good pitcher.
Another one, that's another line that I've been looking at quite a bit today. And
because the Rockies are favored.
Yeah, 130 minus 133. I definitely like the Diamondbacks in this game.
Okay.
But that said, I think there are a few Rockies that you kind of have to play.
Blackman and Cargo?
Actually, for me, it's Trevor Story and Cargo.
Okay.
Story is only like 32 or 3,300 on FanDuel, so I think he's, 3,300. I think he's pretty much a must play.
The thing with Archie Bradley is there are a lot of people that think he's going to be good. He was the number one prospect in baseball at one point in time. He struggles with two things. Walks and home runs, which is a bad recipe for Coors.
Yes.
You don't want to walk guys and give up home runs there.
No.
He's also been pretty dominant against right-handed hitters this year. Yeah, it's a small sample size.
Yeah.
But, okay, so you really like Story. I can't say that there's a shortstop that I really want to play. So I could understand calling Story a must play.
Yeah.
If only for that reason. I mean... He's $600 less than Xander Bogaerts. If I have $600, I'd rather play Xander Bogaerts.
Yeah, I can see that. I like both of them. They're definitely the top two.
Okay.
So,
are you ready for some BVP?
I'm always ready for BVP.
What you were supposed to say was, during that little pause, Heath, do you have some BVP for us? But that's okay.
Man, it's all right.
We miss Chris.
Good thing is he will not know. Because he will not listen.
No, there's no chance. So I wouldn't say out loud that I missed him if I thought he was going to listen. Okay, there is a pitcher today in honor of Chris. The opposing lineup has seen him 228 times.
Wow.
They have a 203 average, a 225 on base, a 324 slug for a 549 OPS. Does that sound like a good BVP pitcher for our lineup tonight?
That is a great BVP pitcher.
Do you want to make a guess at who it is?
Tanaka.
It's not Tanaka. It is Jared Weaver. The Oakland Athletics have really struggled against Jared Weaver in their careers. You rolled your eyes at me. You are not excited about this.
No.
But Jared Weaver is the pitcher in the BVP lineup.
I'm excited about the rest of it because there's probably some good hitters if you're going that cheap at pitcher.
That's a good point. At catcher, we're going with Matt Wieters. You said you liked stacking against Matt Moore. Well, Matt Wieters is 8 for 20 with 3 walks and 2 dongs against Matt Moore.
Wow.
At first base, we're going to go with Miggy. Miggy against Danny Salazar, 9 for 26 with 2 dongs and a 1,008 OPS. At second base, Jonathan Scope makes perfect sense, 3 for 6 in his career off of Matt Moore. Adrian Beltre at third against David Price, 10 for 33 with 6 extra base hits and 2 dongs. Shortstop, Eduardo Escobar. He's had a pretty good run over the last week or so. He's 5 for 10 off of Tanaka. Adam Jones, just one more Oriole to throw on top of the pile. Jones against Matt Moore, 11 for 27 with 2 dongs. And then Lorenzo Cain has actually been really good against Dallas Keuchel, which I guess makes sense because Cain crushes lefties. Cain 5 for 12 with a dong and 3 extra base hits, 1295 OPS. And then Carlos Gomez, the corpse of Carlos Gomez, 9 for 31 with 3 dongs. Now, I was going to ask you because I ruined it, but which BVP do you like better as somebody that hates BVP? Mm-hmm. Somebody that's 9 for 31 with 3 dongs and an 871 OPS, or somebody that's 5 for 14 with 1 dong but an 1143 OPS?
You want my honest answer here?
Yes.
Okay, my honest answer, if I look at BVP,
yes,
I don't look necessarily at the OPS, but okay, there's two things that I look for.
Okay.
I look for extra base hits and walks.
Neither one of them have ever walked against this pitcher.
Okay.
Player A has 3 extra base hits in 31 plate appearances. Player B has 4 extra base hits in 14 plate appearances.
Player B.
So you would like to play Colby Rasmus over Carlos Gomez, which probably makes sense anyway.
Yeah.
The only thing Gomez has going for him is more dongs and a lot more plate appearances.
Yep.
You caught another dong yesterday.
I did.
Back-to-back.
Back-to-back.
On Friday night, Mike McClure is looking for a dong train.
Yep. Sounds like a lot of fun.
Yes. And we don't have the standings. But what I do know is that I'm over a week now without a dong.
Yep.
And I don't like that. I know Chris didn't get a dong yesterday. You're running away with this week, and you're rebuilding your lead that was shrinking.
It was shrinking.
You needed this hot streak.
Mm-hmm.
So who are you going with in dong chasers on Friday night for your dong train?
Beef Wellington.
One of the more reasonably priced, definitely starting Arizona Diamondbacks today.
$3,600
at Coors against a lefty. Beef was one of the first people that I put into my lineup. So I think that's a very good pick. I need a dong. It's been too long. I'm going to go with Big Poppy.
That is a good choice.
Going up against Nick Martinez at the ballpark in Arlington, Poppy's 4,200. I can't worry about saving money anymore. I just got to go get a dong.
Yeah.
Now, we have several different submissions. The user submissions for the fan dong chaser pick have been plentiful lately.
Mm-hmm.
But Nick Kroll, who is one of our fantasy baseball listeners, he's in one of our listeners' leagues, tweets at us a lot, is going with Danny Valencia against Jared Weaver.
That's sneaky.
Obviously does not believe in BVP. His reasoning was just as flawed as BVP. He's due for one. That's how baseball works, right? So I think due guy fits right in with hot streak guy, fits right in with BVP guy.
Yeah.
You believe in hot streaks more than the other two, right?
Sure.
But none of them as much as revenge games.
Correct.
Do you have a FanDuel lineup for us?
I do. As for dong chasers, are you going to pencil in Giancarlo for...
I would assume that Chris is going to use Giancarlo. He can tweet it out if he picks someone different.
Okay. Yes, I do have a FanDuel lineup, and I'm using a pitcher that you don't really like tonight.
Good, good. That's the best.
Kyle Hendricks. Wellington Castillo.
Yes.
John Jaso. Phil Gosselin, who I do believe will play for Arizona tonight. Solarte for the Padres.
John Hervis. Cleanup.
Yep, he's hitting cleanup. That lineup's already out.
Okay.
Trevor Story, Carlos Gonzalez, Yasmani Tomas, and Peter O'Brien.
I'm going to give you a tournament lineup with a cash game pitcher that with a stack that you don't like. So you use a pitcher I don't like, I'll use a stack
right,
you don't like. And I also will tell the listeners you can feel free to use Kyle Hendricks tonight because I'm not going to listen to Mike's advice.
Awesome.
I've got Steven Matz as my pitcher, Beef Wellington at catcher, and I don't think I have one player besides that that's the same as you.
Wow.
Too often we give players that are the same.
Yeah.
I've got Joey Votto at first base, Brandon Phillips at second, Michael Franco is $2,600. He had a really good game 3 games ago. In the last 2 games, he's walked 5 times.
That's good.
I think he's okay.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Xander Bogaerts at shortstop. Adam Duvall. Billy Hamilton. and Aaron Hicks going up against a lefty in Yankee Stadium.
That is also a revenge game.
And a revenge game. So Mats, Castillo, Votto, Phillips, Franco, Bogarts, Duvall, Hamilton, Hicks. I've got a DraftKings lineup. Do you have a DraftKings lineup?
I don't have one yet, okay, but I'd love to hear one.
I'm going with a pair of lefties, Mats and Cody Reed on DraftKings.
You love those Reds tonight.
Yes. Beef Wellington at catcher, Votto. Pedroia is much more reasonably priced on DraftKings. Alex Rodriguez, only 3,800 on DraftKings, going up against Tommy Malone. Alcides Escobar is 2,800, and he's going to get a hit off of Dallas Keuchel. Joey Rickard, Charlie Blackmon, and Yasmani Tomas.
I like that.
I figured you would like that lineup
minus
better.
Minus the Reds pitcher, but yeah, I like that.
Minus the Reds pitcher.
He's not going to have a good game tonight. The Padres are going to roll all over him. Pod squad.
So should I put Will Myers in my lineup?
I like Will Myers. I like the Padres quite a bit tonight.
Okay. Well, I hope you're wrong. I hope you're right about all your other picks.
Sure.
I hope your Padres suck. I hope you go 7-1 with the Woba picks tonight, with the Padres being the only wrong pick.
Well, I mean, does Reed have to get the win for you? Why didn't he can pitch 8 innings, 10 Ks, and they could lose 1-0 in the ninth.
That's not going to work because I'm stacking the Reds, too.
Okay.
I need a blowout Reds victory. I'm talking like Game 7 of the 85 World Series, 11-0, with Reed throwing the complete game, and 3-6 in the Reds order donging.
You're going to make a lot of money tonight if that happens.
If that happens, I'm going to be rich. And that was a fast podcast, but I guess that's another thing that happens when Chris isn't here.
Yep.
So good luck this weekend. I hope everyone is in a better mood than I have been.